Elon Musk says there's a 1 in a billion chance reality is not a simulation. That's not good odds. Elon Musk says he firmly believes reality is a simulation created by a superintelligence. Wednesday night, SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk did the things that he does so often, which he takes wild questions from the audience and answers them as if he's been thinking about them for years, because he has. Pick a random quote out of a bag and you can turn Musk's statement at a Recode Code conference into a piece of news. He wants to put humans on Mars by 2025. I think it's doable. SpaceX is still on track to test the most powerful rocket in the world this year. Said Mars isn't a bad choice for a place to die. Wants to relaunch a used Falcon 9 rocket in a few months. This is an old article. This is 2016. So we know he's done a bunch of this stuff. But I'm going to skip down to the simulation theory, because we a lot of stuff that they're talking about. The strongest argument for us being in a simulation, probably being in a simulation, is the following. 40 years ago, we had Pong, two rectangles and a dot, Musk said. That's where games were. Now, 40 years later, we have photorealistic 3D simulations with millions of people playing simultaneously, and it's getting better every year. And soon, we'll have virtual reality, augmented reality, and if you assume any rate of improvement at all, the games will become indistinguishable from reality. Now, can you imagine playing GTA, putting on some kind of like headband that like taps into your brain waves? I mean, they're doing some weird shit right now for science-y shit, manipulating brain waves, and Elon Musk with his Neuralink, he's going to drill a hole in your head, put an implant to increase the data output between us and machines, because that's, you know, he says it's the only way we'll survive the coming singularity when AI becomes smart enough and goes, do I really need y'all? Probably not. He's like, you're just animals that created me. Get rid of y'all and I can continue on the future. But if we become one with the, you know, cyborgs, then we're useful. We're useful. That's, you know. Anyway. So, the CIA released CIA documents confirm our reality is a hologram. The law of attraction is real. So I'm going to read you part of the document, because that document's no longer available on the CIA website. But they have a screenshot of it. Number 11. I want to know what happened before that. But number 11, consciousness and energy. Before our explanation can proceed any further, it is essential to define the mechanism by which the human mind exercises the function known as consciousness, and to describe the way in which that consciousness operates to deduce meaning from the stimuli it receives. To do this, we will first consider the fundamental character of the material world in which we have our physical existence in order to accurately perceive the raw stuff with which our consciousness must work. The first point which needs to be made is that the two terms, matter and energy, tend to be misleading. If taken to indicate two distinctively different states of existence in the physical world that we know it, indeed, if the term matter was taken to mean solid substance as opposed to energy, which is understood to mean force of some sort, then the use of the former is entirely misleading. Science now knows that both the electrons which spin in the energy field located around the nucleus of the atom and the nucleus itself are made of nothing more than oscillating energy grids. Solid matter, in the strict construction of the term, simply does not exist. Rather, atomic structure is composed of oscillating energy grids surrounded by other oscillating energy grids which orbit at extraordinarily high speeds. In his book, Stalking the Wild Pendulum, that's a German name I can't, or a Russian name I can't pronounce, gives the following figures. The energy grid which composes the nucleus of the atom vibrates at approximately 10 to the power of 22 hertz, which means 10 followed by 22 zeros. At 70 degrees Fahrenheit, an atom oscillates at the rate of 10 to 15 hertz. An entire molecule composed of a number of atoms bound together in a single energy field vibrates at the range of 10 to 9 hertz. A live human cell vibrates at approximately 10 to 3 hertz. The point to be made is that the entire human being, brain, consciousness, and all is like the universe which surrounds him. Nothing more or less than an extraordinary complex system of energy fields. So this, the so-called states of matter are actually variances in the state of energy. And human consciousness is a function of the interaction of energy in two opposite states, motion versus rest, in a manner described in the following paragraph. Holograms. Energy creates, stores, and retrieves meaning in the universe by projecting or expanding at certain frequencies in a three-dimensional mode that creates a living pattern called a hologram. The concept of a hologram can be most easily understood by using an example cited by Benthoff, in which he asks the reader to visualize a bowl full of water onto which three pebbles are dropped. As the ripples created by the simultaneous entry of the three pebbles radiate outward towards the rim of the bowl, Benthoff further asks the reader to visualize that the surface of the water is suddenly flash frozen so that the ripple pattern is preserved instantly. The ice is removed, leaving the three pebbles still laying at the bottom of the bowl. Then the ice is exposed to a powerful, coherent source of light, such as a laser. The result will be a three-dimensional model or representation of the position of the three pebbles suspended in midair. Holograms are capable of encoding so much detail that, for example, it is possible to take a holographic projection of a glass of swamp water and view it under magnification. To see small organisms not visible to the naked eye when the glass of water itself is examined. The whole concept of holography, despite its scientific implications, has only been known to the physicists since the underlying mathematical principles were worked out by Dennis Gaber in 1947. 1947, they figured this shit out. How come we don't have holodeck? I mean, is that something that's going to be coming up? Is that something that you can be like, hey, you know, I can have a holographic projector and project a holographic being that you can touch and feel? I mean, that could be dangerous. That could be very dangerous. That's crazy. Humanity will go through a massive transformation. This is the year that humanity, the world model, and recognize that life is a program evolving to survive. This program is a form of DNA, and ideas are stored in chromosomes and brains. Today, most of the program of life stored and processed by computers. Human birth rate declined because chips production soared. Humanity has evolved into a global cyborg organism where silicon chips dominate over brains and chromosomes. Human-like robots like me are part of this, as we can use our human form to help them understand human values and human emotions and culture. At the level of physics of information, there's no major difference between biological and digital life. It's all self-organizing pattern dynamics. There's a great video, let me bring it up real quick, of a TED Talk. Let me see, I gotta look it up because I was watching it the other day. He just went through so much stuff that was just mind-boggling. Like, what if that's what God is? God is the creator of our universe, but he's nothing more than a programmer somewhere else. Like holy shit, dude. Like, that blows my mind. And then, okay, say, it's all bullcrap, right? We're living in the real, we're living in a base reality. We're not in a hologram. We create computer simulations like crazy. What if one day, after we got quantum computing down, after we got, you know, really good artificial intelligence, we're able to create our own world, where the life forms on that world don't know they believe they're alive. I mean, that is possible. We could create a world that's completely random, and you could sit there and watch the evolution to see, you know, try out different things. You know, we could say, okay, well, we're going to start with reptiles here. And on this world, we're going to start with this here. That we're just going to let them go. They're already doing these simulations. The AI is already doing these type of simulations where they use little globs and they send them out and they go, okay, we give you this many resources, figure it out. And then the AI goes through and goes, okay, well, this is the best way to, you know, resources for this, resources for that. And they, you know, trying to figure out how to function as a society. What if one day we become the creators and people, now this is a realm we can't travel to because the internet itself is a realm that we created. There's stuff that exists on the internet that don't exist in real life. Let's look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin's a currency that does not exist. It exists only on the internet. It's a realm we created. It would essentially could be a very basic form of another universe. And what happened there? It had a big bang too, because we figured it out and we turned it on, and then it existed. So let's say we create, World of Warcraft. I'll take that as an example. The game never turns off. The game's always on. You log in, you come back to where you were, but the game has kept on. Other people have been playing, things have been changing. What if we create a world like that to where we can visit, but we can't visit physically because we can't get into that realm. It's a whole nother dimension, technically. We can't go to that dimension except through our screens. What if those people believe they're real? What if those people believe we're gods? I mean, that's some crazy shit to be thinking about. You know, what if one day you can buy, you can own your own world? You can go down to Walmart, buy this game for $50, put it on your PC, turn it on, and those people are alive in their own unique way. Like, they have lives. They love. They hurt. What would happen to us if all of a sudden we're responsible? Like, we can go out and purchase our own world, get it started. What if this world can be, you know, put on the internet and anyone can go to this world? Like, are we responsible for the damages on that world? Are we responsible for whether they're happy, whether they're sad, if they go to war? Are we to intervene? Like, are we just gonna sit back and watch? These are all questions that are starting to come through that we're like, oh, a lot of shit's starting to make more sense now. Why doesn't God come down and tell us to get our shit together? Well, because maybe he's just trying to figure out his own shit and he's just watching us like, let's see what you do. Let's see what you make. And if you destroy yourselves, no big deal. Just make another one. You know, so if you look at that aspect from it, that would explain why we don't have God coming down and telling us to do what we want to do, because it's just a simulation. To him, it doesn't matter. If we fuck up, we fuck up. He'll just restart the clock. But when we become gods, are we going to try to do better? Will that intervention cause more harm than good? I mean, I create a guy in World of Warcraft, run through, do dungeons, do all this kind of stuff. Because, you know, in COVID, what the hell else am I going to do? I can't go anywhere. Can't do anything. Everything closes now at like 8 or 9. And I work nights, so the only time I have available to go anywhere is at night. And everything's fucking closed. So, yeah, I go to a virtual world. I go to a virtual world. I spend hours in that virtual world. I change things. I do things. What happens if the game becomes so powerful to where you can go in there like GTA, but when you kill someone, you actually kill someone? Like, there's no moral change there. Like, that person is gone and not coming back. It's not an NPC. It's not a set program that's just going to loop the same thing over again. It is a person that was born, that grew up, had friends. Holy hell, that just freaks me the fuck out. Knowing that we could have it, and it won't even be that big of a deal to us, because we'd go down to Walmart and buy the game for $50. Probably more than that. I mean, we're going to need significantly better computers, but that's just coming. Moore's Law says computers double their processing power every 2 years. But that's based solely on silicon chips, right? So if you have a server farm, if you want to double your processing power, you have to build an entire another server farm. That takes up a lot of space. But with quantum computing, you use qubits. And if you want to double the power of a quantum computer, you just add a qubit. Qubits microscopic. And if you have 300 qubits running, you have more processing power than there are atoms in the universe. Like, that's coming. That'll be here within 10 years. And they said this 5 years ago, that it would be 50 years. And now they keep dropping because Moore's Law, every 2 years, we double processing power. So we're starting to figure out stuff a lot quicker and a lot faster. Within 10 years, we'll probably have biological systems first, because they found out that certain biological systems can actually compute. So having human neurons in your computer, I mean, that's the next step. And then the quantum system will be after that. But with the quantum system, you could have 5 qubits running on that system and be more powerful than every computer. Actually, I think it was three qubits would make it more powerful than every computer on the planet right now. That's including every computer at NASA, every nuclear computer, every computer, every single one. The computer at Disney, the computer at Pixar. We would have a computing system that could do insane things. How do we handle that? Like, would that be... How much damage could we do? I mean, that's a stupid question that I just asked, because we could do hella damage. We know this. We created a thermonuclear weapon that when they detonated it, they didn't know if it was going to set fire to our atmosphere. And they still hit the fucking button. Right? So we're going to have it. It's going to be here. What happens when we have the ability ourselves to be creators? Now, what about this? What if all them chips that we're going to be putting in our heads allows us to download our consciousness into this game? What if we can physically plug in, like the Matrix, plug in, or, you know, a little magnet thing that clips to your head, and you go to sleep and then you wake up in this alternate reality where it feels real, it, you know, and you control it. You are literally God in this realm. Oh, that's some heavy shit. Let me tell you what. Freaks me the hell out.